I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Thank you for taking time to listen, whether it's over our radio broadcast, on CD, podcast, or our website. I really do believe that God has a special message just for you, a message designed to encourage you, to strengthen your faith, and to guide you in your daily living. Let's go now to the sanctuary of Harvest Christian Ministries for a worship experience already in progress.
We come to acknowledge that you are Lord. No debate about it, no argument. In our experience, we believe that you died, but that you rose again with all power in your hands. And we believe that you sit at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for the saints. I pray even now, God, that your word might go forth and might not return void. Save someone today. Encourage another. When this time is done, we'll give your name all of the praise, all of the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats today in this house. What a great privilege it is to share each and every Sunday the good news of Jesus Christ. So much happening in our world, but what we do realize is that he's still Lord. Amen. I want to share today from Exodus 14 in just one verse, really, the 13th verse. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Staying Positive Under Pressure. Staying positive under pressure. Ever found yourself under pressure? Pressure to act a certain way? Pressure to become someone you're not? Pressure to carry a burden that's not yours? Pressure to do something that goes against your morals? Pressure to embrace something that does not fit you? To be under pressure is to be squeezed in. It's to be stressed out. And sometimes we allow people, places, and things to put us under pressure. Anybody ever felt pressured? You were at the last of your decision-making power, and you just felt that I am pressured. And some of it is brought on by us. We can always blame other people if we're stressed out and we can't be positive and we're always serious and we're asking ourselves, how are we going to make it out? But we all find ourselves pressured. But the key is, how do I keep smiling? How do I remain positive? How do I not hook up with the complaining club? You know, everybody has a complaining club. There are folk, you know, if you go to them and tell them something, man, they'll say, yeah, I'm right. I'm right with you. And there are people that we share with sometime will get the reaction that we ask for. Somebody to side with you in your dilemma. But today, as we think about the importance of staying positive, we must first know today that we have to face our fears and then fuel our faith and then focus on our future. I'm going to unpack each of those areas today. And if there's anyone who knows about pressure, it is the people of Israel, God's chosen people, who had been in bondage for more than 400 years. They found themselves under a mean king by the name of Pharaoh. Now, he was a mean somebody. He allowed them to stay, but to make bricks with straw. I mean, circumstances were of such that they had been praying to God. They needed deliverance. They were under pressure. And God sends along a Moses who goes and says, Pharaoh, God told me to tell you to let his people go. And Pharaoh was hard-headed. He said, I'm going to do this if you don't do it. But there comes a point where God softens the heart of Pharaoh. And he lets the people go, but then he doubles back. Know anybody like that? They're nice 1 minute and then evil the next. And so what happens is, at that point, he grabs his team together, all the chariots, and they come after God's people. Now, Moses was a popular guy up until then, but they laid him out. You brought us to the desert so that we could die. What are we going to do? And he was sharing with them that God has told me to tell you, and I'm putting it in modern day terms, stay positive under pressure. They found themselves in a little area down by the Red Sea, Paharath. And that means city of reeds. That means that even though it was a place where they were backed up, it's a place where things were growing. Reeds are little tall grass. And so you may find yourself this morning in a tough place, under pressure, but realize there's life right where you are. On that job, in your home, there seems like there's nothing going on there, but God would not place you someplace if there wasn't growth still happening. It may not feel like it. It may not look like it, but you are steady looking at your problem and your pressure. But every now and then you got to smile and say, God, I thank you for everything that you've done in my life. And there they are. Moses, are you kidding us? You've brought us thus far, and now Pharaoh is coming and he's getting closer. Ever found yourself in a problem area that where you thought things were going well? Everybody talked about it was built as the great journey. And there you are standing and life has you in a corner. Maybe you've never been in a corner before. Never found yourself between a rock and a hard place. Anybody in the house today ever been there? Am I talking to a church and man, let me tell you where I've been. And what I've been through, I'm under pressure. But in spite of that, I'm determined to stay positive. I'm determined to stay cool, calm, and collective. I'm determined to say, you know what? For God, I will live, and for God, I will die. How is it possible to keep smiling and being positive in the midst of pressure at home? On your job, in your community? I'm glad you asked. The first thing we have to do is to face our fears. Moses answered the people, the complaining people, the can you believe me people, the you got to be kidding me people. And he says, do not be afraid. Say what? Don't you hear the chariots? Don't you hear the trouble? And you're saying to me, I ought to face my fears. I ought to look my fears in the face and say that God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Maybe you've never been afraid. You ever had anybody catch you in the back alley and just go boo and you jump? I mean, no matter how big and bad you are, life situations will present themselves in such a way that you are downright shaky. In those moments, I have found that rather than say a whole lot, I begin to whisper a prayer. And know what that prayer is? Lord, have mercy. Ever found yourself in a place that you were really under the gun and all you could do was say, you know what? I'm going to step up to my fear and say, all right, here I am. You want some of me? Because I come in the name of Jesus. And there are things in your life right now that seem to be having to get the best of you. Amen. They've caused you to be fearful, but face your fear. Do not stand down. Do not be afraid. But you got to fight in the spirit every now and then. I know some of y'all like to fight. Back in the day, I used to watch a good fight. I was not a great fighter. But men, fight would draw people in. But every now and then, you got to tell the devil, get you behind me. I'm just going to come out swinging. Amen? And in your own spiritual walk, you got to say, all right now, I'm coming in the name of Jesus. I'm going to face my fears. Some folk act so bad as if there's nothing going on. So cool, like life is not biting you at the ankles. In our own families, there are trouble going on. Said to a family member just the other day, I don't mind broadcasting it. I said, every family got an issue. Every family is dysfunctional. Every family got something that's not right. Every family got an issue at the family reunion, on the trip, getting down there, on the way back, over the kitchen table. But nevertheless, tell the devil, now I declare in the name of Jesus, I'm standing up, because the word says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You got it. How many folk are ready to stand up and stand off their fears? And it may be that small thing that you've battled with for a long time. Nobody knows the thing that causes you to shake at night, the thing that gives you this sense of backing away. But God knows. And so Moses said, just don't be afraid. But not just that. We have to also fuel our faith. Stand firm. In the Hebrew, that means don't move. When life challenges us, it's easier to keep moving. I tried that way, I'm going to try a different way. And so we are constantly like busy bees, going from here and there. And Moses says to the people, be still. David says in the Psalms 27, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted. Amen. And so stand, as they say in the country, flat-footed to the problems that may be coming your way, the pressures in your life, and you can stay positive by saying, you know what? I'm not moving. Old song says, I shall not be moved. Like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. How many folk know that you ought to be a pushover? That even though it does not look good, even though the armies are standing you, your problem seem to be hemming you in, that Moses has the audacity to say, just stand still. Why? Because God told me to tell you that. Because I've spent time with God, I can come and tell you that although you are backed up, nothing there but you and the Red Sea, stand still. What fuels your faith? What is it that causes you to say, you know what, I can make this? Ever found yourself in a situation and you say, Lord, help me to get through this? And in getting through, I can't be here and there and trying a new method and trying this and that. But every now and then, I got to just stand still and know that my faith is what keeps me going. How many folks say, I got faith in the Lord today? And what gets my faith going is my prayer life. That Lord, help me to make it. Lord, make a way out of no way. Lord, give me what I need to stay positive. Now, some folk think you crazy. Why are you staying positive? The alternative is to do what? It's to be negative. It's to just keep talking about how bad it is. And woe is me. And it's bad. You don't know my situation. But every now and then, you say, you know what? I'm going to stand still and say, no matter what happens in life, I'm going to keep moving in the name of the Lord. Any witnesses today about what it takes to say, you know what? I'm going to fuel my faith. My faith runs on prayer. Not high tests, not regular, but my faith runs on the prayers of the righteous, and they do avail much. My God, I'm helping myself today. Amen? Because every now and then we can talk a good faith game until it comes to that moment, until you're at your Red Sea. And you're up against the corner and say, well, I know what the pastor's saying, but my God, I want to get out of here. I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Facing your fears. You bad? Standing still by fueling your faith. We'll keep on praying that God's going to make a way out of this. Finally, focus on our future. Stand firm. And you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. I mean, Moses talking some stuff, isn't he? I mean, he's pretty confident, isn't he? He's been through some stuff already because God had to rescue him from the backside of the mountains. And Moses, go tell my people, bring them back home. He's got a big assignment. But now, as the leader, he's under pressure. Because there he is now telling folk what God said, but they're not trying to hear it. He says, you know what? Focus on what's coming next. Sometimes we focus on all that's going wrong, and it's hard to be positive. Everybody knew anybody that all they find is the worst? Y'all don't know anybody like that. I mean, you say it's red, and it says orange. And sometimes we're guilty ourselves of just saying, you know what? I don't know. And you'll talk yourself out of a blessing. Just by saying, I don't know if I could ever make it. No, you will make it. He's saying, today, no deliverance is coming. Not tomorrow, but right now, deliverance is coming. That God knows your situation. He's going to take care of you. He hadn't gone to sleep. Sometimes we think God goes to sleep. He never sleeps nor slumbers. Amen. I don't serve a God who sleeps on the job. No, my God is alive and well, always awake, always willing to bring me through a situation. Don't you serve that kind of God? And that's why it is a today message. Not after a while and by. He says, right now, something going to happen. Right where you stand, you can be positive even under pressure. Amen? That's good news today. If there's anybody who knows about pressure, it's Jesus Christ. I mean, under pressure, trying to tell a dying world. Under pressure, knowing that folk wanted to kill him, but he still declared the good news of Jesus. Amen? He knew that he was on a mission for his Father. You've got to begin to change your vocabulary. He says, you know what? These folk you see today, this is strong. You will never see them again. This problem that's wearing you out, you won't see it no more. Might be other problems, but this issue that's been weighing you down, it's done. That Egyptian situation in your life, don't worry about it. Now, my God said today, knowing that God can do it, that what you are facing, look toward your future. We tell young people, be all you can be, and what's your future? I'm known to stop in the store. What you going to be, baby, when you grow up? And then they give me, I don't know. I say, oh, yes, you do too. I won't leave the store. And they tell me, you're going to be somebody. You think about it. And that's because we're putting in them the kind of faith that stay positive in spite of your shortcomings. Stay positive. And Jesus always used positive words. I am the bread of life. Positive. I'm the light of the world. Positive. I'm the door. Positive. I'm the good shepherd. Positive. I'm the resurrection and the life. Positive. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Positive. He had a way, knowing that even though he was under pressure, beaten all night long, pressure. Hung on a cross, pressure. But there was power in his experience. Because he died, but he rose again on the third day morning with all power in his hands. And that is a message that never gets old to me. That no matter what I'm going through, that Jesus has been through it as well. He's concerned about what you're facing. Why? Been there and done that. And that's good. Songwriter says, be not dismayed. Whatever betide, that God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, he will take care of you. Do you believe that today? That he'll sure enough take care of you, that when you are under the gun, when life is backing you in the corner, that I know that my Redeemer lives. And even though I can't see it in the natural eye, won't he bring you out today? Has he ever taken care of you today? Ever made a way for you today? Ever brought you through and you came out smiling? Folk thought you were crazy. My God will deliver me. And whenever you find yourself at your Red Sea, know that God will supply every... Oh, y'all don't feel this thing today. I don't think you really know. Has he ever done it for you today? I mean, sure enough, you were between a tough place and you were under pressure and you were able to say, you know what? I'm going to stay positive. I could fight back. I could throw the towel in. But I'm going to choose to keep smiling. I'm going to choose to stay positive. Even though it looks rough, I declare today, I will remain positive. I know it looks hard. And you don't know my predicament, Reverend. You talk to me on Sunday, but you don't know my Monday. And you don't know my trying Tuesday. And my wicked Wednesday. And my tough Thursday. And my fearless Friday. And my down Saturday and Sunday. But I've come to let you know that God will take care of you. That you can stay positive in spite of what you're going through. I believe it today. Do you believe it today? Oh, you don't saw you believe that thing today. You believe he can do it. He can bring you through and bring you out. And you can say, I'm going to stay positive. That no matter what's going on, I'm going to face my fears. I'm going to fuel my faith. But I will not give up. I will not quit. I'm going to stay in the game. I may be on the ropes, but I'm going to fight my way out. Amen. With a smile on my face. Give God the praise. That's the word of God. It's already. Come on. Come on, stand today. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm going to keep on smiling. I could be crying, but no tears today. No. I refuse. Give up. Folk have advised me you ought to quit. I wouldn't take that. No, he took it on old rugged cross. He took it for me and for you. As you come today, I feel good in my sanctified spirit today. Why? Because I'm helping myself. Amen?
Amen.
But you know what? Life can get so tough. Look so, you say, you know what? I dare you to keep on saying, I'm going to stay positive. Under pressure. Tight pressure. Locked in. He'll do it today. Come as you are today. We bless God. Just as you are.
Hear the Spirit call. Come just as you are.
Just as you are.
Come and see. Come receive. Come and live.
Every problem, every issue, every challenge. His Spirit is with you today.
Come just as you are. Come and see. Come receive. Come and live.
I want to appeal to you today as you go through your challenge and in staying positive under pressure. It's important that you know that you got to be plugged in to the Savior. It's not because of your willpower, what you know, but it's who you know. And when Christ is in your life, you have hope that you can make it. And so today, as I come before you, maybe you said, Reverend, that's a nice pep talk. But once you surrender your life to Jesus It really is a strange kind of thing, because I can talk this talk now. But when you really just sell out for the Lord, allow him to come into your life and have him to rearrange your life, he'll give you a new perspective. He'll give you hope. He'll give you joy divine. Am I telling the truth about that? Has he done it for you? Folk had counted you out, but because of who you know, he's not the great equalizer. He's the all in all. Just for a moment, you bow your heads today. Maybe you've come and you've never opened your heart to Jesus. What does that mean? I've never confessed him as my personal savior. Today you can do that. The Bible says you must confess with your own mouth, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I've fallen short, but I want you to save me. And if you've never been lost, you don't know what salvation is like. You ever took the wrong turn someplace before the GPS came in, before Siri, and you felt this feeling of I'm lost outside of Christ? That's the feeling. But once you accept him, he'll make your life brand new. Today, while those heads are bowed, in your own way, allow him in today. In your own way, accept him as your savior. I don't have the power to save. I don't have any special code that I can say, oh, there's one. But I know today there's perhaps one in this building who's never come face to face with this question. If I die today, would I find my home in heaven? Think about it today. Consider it today. Think about allow him to come in. Do it, I pray now, in Jesus' name. If you're here today, that is your desire to be saved, it can happen right now. Amen. If you know you're saved today, just go ahead and give God a praise. Amen. Amen. Maybe you've come today and desire to be a part of this fellowship called Harvest. I'm big on salvation, not so much membership. But I'll tell you, I do like having you come. I'm not going to play around. If you want to be a part of this fellowship, we're a church that's growing, non-traditional, and you'll get some love up in here. Amen.
I pray you were helped in some way by this message. Be sure to follow Harvest Christian Ministries on radio, CD, podcast, or over our new website. It's cometoharvest.org. That's come to harvest, C-O-M-E, the number 2, and harvest.org. Take time to experience the website and all that we have to offer as a ministry. In the meantime, pray that God will continue to allow us to reach a community for Christ, for the cause of the kingdom. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin. Have a great day in the Lord.